Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Before we take a look at the readings for today, because I've been saying so much about faith this week, I really would encourage you to go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. You can get a free booklet of mine by going there, but you can also see the other resources that are available to you. Just go to renewalministries.net/FFJ, and you can get a free booklet that way, but you can also see other resources that I have to offer. I'd encourage you to do that. You can also, as you'll hear at the end of the program, you can also call our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789 for my free booklet, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. So either the 1-800 number, but if you go on the website, I think you'll get more information there as well. Today, we take a look at the reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 1 to 19. God put Abraham to the test. So here we go, brothers and sisters, and we're sometimes put to the test too. Look at this test of Abraham. God put Abraham to the test. He called to him, "Abraham, here I am," he replied. And then God said, "Take your son Isaac, your only one whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. There you shall offer him up as a burnt offering on a height that I will point out to you." What would you do? Early the next morning, Abraham saddled his donkey, took with him his son Isaac and two of his servants as well, and with the wood that he had cut for the burnt offering, set out for the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham got sight of the place from afar, and then he said to his servants, "Both of you stay here with the donkey while the boy and I go on over yonder. We will worship and then come back to you." Thereupon Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac's shoulders, while he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two walked on together, Isaac spoke to his father, Abraham. "Father," he said. "Yes, son," he replied. Isaac continued, "Here are the fire and the wood, but where is the sheep for the burnt offering?" "Son," Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the sheep for the burnt offering." And then the two continued going forward. Do you see the beginnings of what Jesus will do for us on the cross? God the Father offered his son on our behalf. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. Next, he tied up his son Isaac and put him on top of the wood on the altar, and then he reached out and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the Lord's messenger called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham!" "Here I am," he answered. "Do not lay your hand on the boy," said the messenger. "Do not do the least thing to him. I know now how devoted you are to God, since you did not withhold from me your own beloved son." Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we really have to look at what do we hold most precious. Most precious. Are we willing to put that person, our plans, our goals, our ideas, our hopes, are we willing to put them on the altar of God and to say, "Lord, Lord, may these people, may all these dreams and plans of mine, may you cover them and protect them and lead them to yourself. And in the process, may my dreams and visions not take the place of my obedience to you. May I follow you all the days of my life, whatever the cost." That is what God asks of us. It's very hard. But the people you love, listen to me carefully, the people you love, God loves them even more. Even more. Trust him. Trust him. As Abraham looked about, he spied a ram caught by its horns in the thicket. So he went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering in place of his son. Abraham named the site Yahweh Yireh. Hence people now say, on the mountain the Lord will see. Again the Lord's messenger called to Abraham from heaven and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you acted as you did, in not withholding from me, your beloved son, I will bless you abundantly and make your descendants as countless as the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore. Your descendants shall take possession of the gates of their enemies, and in your descendants all the nations of the earth shall find blessing. All this because you obeyed my command. What is nearest and dearest to you? Say, Lord, this person belongs to you. I want your will carried out in their lives. Sometimes it's hard, especially if they're your children, because you have great plans and dreams and hopes and ideas for them. It's fine to have plans and hopes and dreams for them. It's fine. I'm not saying it isn't. It is. But make first that you offer that child, that spouse, to the Lord and say, Lord, I want your will accomplished in this person, because it is from that offering of your loved one to the Lord, you're putting God first. And God will bless you far beyond your dreams and your ideas if you trust him, truly trust him with those you love most. That's hard. It's hard to do. What will God do? Does God care? Will God hear? God hears every word. Dedicate them to the Lord. Always dedicate them to the Lord. The happiest parents I have seen in life are the parents who said, I told the Lord these were my dreams, but that I wanted his will accomplished in the lives of my children. Nothing has been better than that decision. Psalm 115, I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. Because of your kindness, because of your truth. Why should pagans say, where is their God? Our God is in heaven. Whatever he wills, he does. Their idols are silver and gold, the handiwork of men. They have mouths but speak not, they have eyes but see not, they have ears but hear not, they have noses but smell not. It's all the idols that have been put up. Their makers shall be like them, everyone who trusts in them. But the house of Israel trusts in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. My house, name your house, your family name, whatever it is, my house. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's a way of dedicating. That's a way of putting yourself more directly into God's hands. Brothers and sisters, it's so easy for those we love the most, or for our own goals and our own plans, to become idols in our lives. And we end up not doing the best thing for those we love, because we're too selfish. You want to abandon them in a certain way. You want to commit them into the Lord's plans, because his plans, his hopes, his dreams are far greater than yours. Trust him. Just keep praying every day, pray, but trust him. Let's take a look at the Gospel of Matthew now. Chapter 9, verses 1 to 8. After entering a boat, Jesus made the crossing and came into his own town. And there people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, when Jesus saw their faith. He said to the paralytic, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." Now, they didn't bring him there for forgiveness of sin. They brought him there because he was lying on a stretcher, paralyzed. And some of the scribes, hearing this interchange, said, "This man is blaspheming." And Jesus knew what they were thinking. And he said to them, "Why do you harbor evil thoughts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He rose and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God who had given such authority to men. Brothers and sisters, once again, it's faith. It's faith put to test, because you have the scribes, the Pharisees, those who are teachers of the law. They're saying, "This man is blaspheming." And Jesus looks at them and he knows exactly what they're thinking. Brothers and sisters, when you're in conversation with people, God knows what you're thinking, not just what you say. And he knows what they're thinking. And so he says to them, "Why do you harbor evil thoughts?" He knows them. And the scribes are put to shame, which of course is what fomented the greater and greater anger at him, because they couldn't face themselves. Don't be among the scribes and the Pharisees of that period. Don't be among them. Don't say one thing and think another. Let your thoughts and your words be as one. Ask the Holy Spirit, "Purify my mind, purify my thoughts. Help me to see as the Lord sees. Help me to see what is most important. May I have the courage and the wisdom to carry out what I believe the Lord is asking in this situation." It's that kind of honest prayer before God that will increase your faith, and it will bring blessing to you. So much blessing that here's this paralytic, and Jesus just says, "Rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home. Everything's fine." Can you imagine being a paralytic in that day? You were totally helpless. You had nothing but the kindness of another. Can you imagine how hard that must have been? And yet he says to him, Jesus looks at him and says, "Pick up your stretcher and go home." Brothers and sisters, God wants to heal us. God wants to restore. God wants to make well all of us. But you and I need to be willing to follow him, to commit ourselves to him. When we do, he will walk with us in a way we have not known before. May God bless you and lead you. For a free copy of my latest booklet, "The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings," please call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.